pray as we stand. Lord, we are confessing yet again that you are the Rock of Ages. We are confessing that, Lord, we want to hide in you, because in you there is protection. In you, Lord, we are safe. In you, Lord, your church is stronger. We want to be there. Help us, O Lord, speak to us, reveal to us, interpret this one to us, Lord, that we may understand your will upon our lives. Use me as a vessel, Lord, and as you bless your people, bless me too. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We be seated. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. For those who are new to me, I'm Cyrus Wasira Kimanyi. The Lord is my Savior. This far, I know it is not me, it is Him. I may have not contributed anything for me to be the way I am. I know it is God. And even as I stand before you, doesn't mean that I am the best to stand before you, but I am just a servant of God, delivering the message from the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have been, the readings have been brought to us very well, very clearly, and want to say thank you very much for the two Bible readers. And so far, we have done well. I want to bring my condolences to all those who suffered at the Patel Dam at Solai, Subukia. My condolences, my family's condolences, and the condolences of this church to all the families who are affected. Maybe some of the extended members of those families are here with us. So receive our condolences as we call upon the government to take charge and help as much as the Red Cross and the people of well-wishers are doing. We pray that those who survived will get some assistance. How I wish that St. Andrews can chip in. Subukia is not far. Again, would like to speak to those who are concerned with the dams management and building to have a spot check on all the dams that are there to see how strong they are. Those that are not strong enough being dismantled and built afresh, so that we will not find ourselves in such a situation again. I hope it will be done so. St. Andrew's Church is a mission church, and that is the core business of the church. Any other business other than that is human, but divine. The core business of the church is mission. I want to thank the St. Andrews. In their history, we can see well that you have engaged yourself in this very well, opening churches all over within this town and outside Nairobi. And therefore, what you are doing in Kireshwa is not new. It's something that you have done again and again. Praise the Lord. So you are experts in these things. And therefore, I want to congratulate you for that, and encouraging you that because you have done so in the past, even this one you'll make it. Jesus, in the text that we have read, is speaking a lot about the church. In Matthew 16 and verse 18, which is our breaking news statement, is that upon this rock I will build my church. The church, one foundation, is Jesus Christ. And I know you, in our hymns, in various hymns, you know the song, "The church, one foundation, is Jesus Christ, the Lord. She is his own creation, by water and word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died." And for her life he died. You know that song? Na 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 na. Na 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 na. You know that song? Yeah. Can you sing one stanza? Yeah, okay, in whatever language. Because this is an international song. It is known by many languages, so you can do it. We try. Yeah? You know, I was a teacher once upon a time. And therefore, one, breathe in. One, two, three, we go. And the one from heaven to be a sorry with his, and for her right he. Thank you very much. The church, one foundation, is Jesus Christ, the Ecclesia, the community of true believers for all the time. People who believe in God, their foundation. Those who believe in Jesus Christ, those who confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, their foundation is in Jesus Christ himself. And Paul says that Christ loved the church and gave herself up for her. If you read Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, that Christ gave himself on the cross to die for the church. And Jesus himself builds the church by calling us to himself. We don't call ourselves to Jesus. He calls us to himself. We don't call ourselves to him. Are you getting what I'm saying? We don't call ourselves to him. It is him who calls us to himself, to become his own, so that we are not of ourselves, but we belong to Jesus Christ. It is not by human effort alone. It is not by do and don'ts. It is not a particular system that you can design It is not by reading a certain book written by a certain writer. It is by God himself. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, it says, "The Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. The Lord himself added." There's nothing we can do as St. Andrews to add people. It is the Lord who adds day by day those who are being saved. Reverend Washira cannot save anybody. It is the Lord that saves. I am just an instrument, an item to be used by the Lord. It is not out of experience or studies or what. Whatever as a human you can name is not. It is by the will and the purpose of the Lord. And the nature of the church is in two faces, the visible and the invisible. The invisible is the spiritual. Is you and I who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If I tell you that I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, can you see it? Can you touch it? Can I put it in a box? Or you tell me I can write it? You know, when I went for the interview to become a mchunganji, I was told, can you write your call in a piece of paper? Can you write a one page what you are telling us? Because they are human beings, they need to touch. Even you want to touch what is spiritual. And what is spiritual has no form, has no body. You can't put it in a cup. So the church, one part is spiritual. It's unseen. It's not visible. We can't see it. It's only God. That's why God is saying it is him who does it. It is him who reveals himself to you and I to believe in him. And number two, the second phase is the visible. Is this building the way you see it? God help those who were there at that time. Some of us were not born, and God helped them to build this building. This building. They did it. Were you there? Were you here? You know, there's a very famous statement in the politics today. They are here. Are you here? But at this time, God has given you and I an opportunity to participate in the physical of the church. In the physical, by bringing our material, our minds, our experts together, so that we can bring the physical form of the church. How I wish that we are also in the spiritual form, not just physical. I will not deal much on the church. I may engage you in details of theology, which is not fair at this hour. But for us to understand what Jesus is talking about, building his church on this rock, I bring to you these three ideas. One, as Jesus says, I will build my church. I will build my church. That we are the witnesses of God's victory. As we participate in bringing up Kereleshwa, as we participate in mobilizing and calling our friends all over to team with us, we should know that we are the witnesses of God's victory. The enemy is real. The enemy of the church is real. And the church has many enemies. Many enemies. If you go through that song, "The Church, One Foundation, Jesus Christ," you will hear that the enemies of the church are within and without. There are those that are outside the church, and there are those that are inside the church. When the church is fighting all vices, corruption, conflicting religious ideas, and even those who claim to be atheists, not believing in God, they say there is no God. These are enemies of the church. They are outside, they are not in. And those that are within, those who belong to the church, some are in leadership, some are members. And sometimes the church is destroyed by those who belong to it. They are the worst enemies. Na Mswahili alisema kikulacho, kikulacho, kinguoni mwako. Kikulacho, even as we build the church, as we extend to Kereleshwa, and from Kereleshwa to Pangani, and from Pangani to other areas, you should always know that kikulacho kinguoni mwako. You know, when the Israelites have been sent by Moses to go and spy the land, and they went there, 12 of them, when they were coming to give report, it was a different thing altogether. 10 of them said, "We can't make it. We had to praise. Okay, here are the grapes. The praise is really fertile and flowing with milk and honey. This is the evidence. But, what we saw there is that the Anak, the giants, men who are as big as giants live there. When we compared ourselves to them, we are just like grasshoppers." And therefore they said, "Because you are grasshoppers, we will not make it. Let us stop. We can't." But the two of them, Caleb and Joshua, came and said, "No, we are able. We are capable. We can." Can you ask your friend there, as we are building Kereleshwa, do you see grapes or giants? Are you seeing grapes or giants? Because if you see giants, then you'll do nothing about it. It's too big for you. It's impossible. We can't make it. Let us stop it. Let us close it and tell those guys to come back to St. Andrews, and others can find other churches nearby. Because we are just grasshoppers. Are you a grasshopper? You know, they said we are equals to, but I'm telling you that we are capable. When you see grapes, it is that in your mind, your attitude is positive. And you are saying, "Yeah, we can do it, we can do it. Let us try." And that's why we were having a dinner last Friday. And that's why we are engaging you even this day. And days to come, this may not be the end. We will come again. But we are not grasshoppers. We can make it. Even in your own situations, Even in your own business, even in your family, do you see grapes in your family or do you see giants? In the programs that you are doing, may God help us to see grapes. In all the situations, in our mission work, may God help us to see grapes and to be positive in doing these things and not to be the enemy within. Number two, we are in the process of knowing Christ. We haven't known Christ yet. We have not exhausted in knowing Christ. I have not known Christ enough. There's a long way for me to go. Hallelujah. As I stand before you, I'm not an expert of knowing Christ. I'm in the process. And therefore, let nobody play around with you that he or she knows Christ more than you. We are in the process of knowing Christ. You know, when I was in high school, I knew Jesus as no one taught like this man. So I knew Jesus as a teacher, not as a God. Because I was studying Jesus as a lesson to pass the exam. Not that I believed in it, but to pass the exam, a CRI paper, and I did it. We could be knowing him as a historical character. Because we do history, we study history from his birth to his death and resurrection, and we can write it. We can document that. We can go to Israel and try to verify the truth so that we can record it clearly and give evidence where is required. As one who lived on this earth. But that does not qualify us to know Jesus. Peter said in the reply when Jesus asked them at Caesarea Philippi, a remote area, Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You are the Christ. Christ means Savior. You are the Savior, the Son of the living God. That is what Peter said. You are the Savior. For us to be in the process of knowing Christ is to know that he is the Savior, the Son of the living God. Do you know him as your Savior? Do you believe in him? May God help us to grow and to mature in knowing Christ as our Savior. Because that is the greatest kind of a project that we can do. Paul says, I want to know Jesus. I want to know him. Not only that, I want to know the power of his resurrection. I have not known him enough. I want to know him more. We come every Sunday here. We go to fellowship, district fellowships, and other fellowships that we have. We engage ourselves in prayers, individually and as a group and as families. And all what we are doing is to make a step towards knowing Jesus. Bwana asifiwe. Praise the Lord. May God help us. May this be our desire, that we want to know this Savior that Paul confessed and said, you are Christ, so the Son of the living God. May the Church of Christ
desire to know him. May PCA St. Andrew's members desire to know Christ and the power they are in, because there is power in knowing Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. If you have not known Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, I am inviting you to consider and to sit down and make it a project number one. Among other projects that you are doing, can you make Jesus Christ as your Savior? Can you engage yourself in that discussion, that line of thought, so that one time you stand and confess like Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. For in that there is healing. There is healing. In knowing Christ as Savior, there is breakthrough. In knowing Jesus as a Savior, there is forgiveness. For we are sinners. We are sinners right from birth, and we are still in sin. But when we know Christ, we confess our sins, he forgives. There is salvation in Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Do you know this, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Do you know that? And I want to tell you, kuna wokovu pale katika lile jina, kuna wokovu pale katika lile jina, kuna wokovu pale katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu, Bwana wa mabwana, kuna wokovu pale katika lile jina, kuna wokovu pale katika lile jina, kuna wokovu pale katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu, Bwana wa mabwana, kuna uhai pale katika lile, kuna uhai pale katika lile jina, kuna uhai pale katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu, Bwana wa mabwana. Inviting you to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Peter said, you are Christ, you are the Savior. Who is your Savior? Number three, as I wind up, we are in the triumphal procession. We are in the triumphal procession. In confessing that Christ is our Savior, it is the most powerful thing that we can do. You are Christ, Son of the living God. One, this confession. On this confession, Jesus said, on this confession, upon this confession, upon this confession, I will build my church. And this is where we have theological arguments, because some will say, oh, Jesus meant Peter. Oh, Jesus was saying about Peter that he will build the church on Peter. And yeah, that is human. And the others will say, no, it is not Peter. It is the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What do you think? But upon this confession, I will build my church. And this church, even if it was planted at the gates of hell, it will survive. Praise the Lord. You know, if you build a church on somebody, if you build a church on Washira, myself, and I'm just limited, I'm just a small person, you build the church on Washira, it will not resist the gates of hell. It will be knocked down. But if you build it on Jesus Christ, the confession that Jesus is the Savior, even if it is planted at the gates of hell, Jesus is saying, it will survive. And I will give you the keys to open and to close. You know, when somebody has the key, is the determining factor whether you will enter that house or not. And I will give you the key. Whatever you bind here, it will be bound. Whatever you lose, that is the authority and the power of the church that is built on this confession of Jesus Christ. I will build my church. It will overcome. And if you read Psalm 139, it says, 139 and verse 8, you will see that the writer, the psalmist, is saying that even in hell, God is there. And Jesus is saying, even if this church that confesses Jesus Christ as Savior is planted in hell, it will still survive. Those that believe in Jesus Christ are not shaken by anything. Not diseases, not lack, not calamity, not bursting of the dam. They still worship God because He is God. In Revelation 12 and verse 11, you read, when you go home, say that they defeated Satan by the blood of Jesus Christ and their testimonies that Jesus is Lord. What is your testimony? Because your testimony is the power that you have to get to usher you into breakthrough. And Paul says in Romans chapter 8 that we who confess Jesus Christ are more than conquerors. Neither death, nor what mentioned anything, nor angels, nor things that are present, nor things that are in the future, not even in the unknowns, that will separate those who confess Christ as Savior from the love of God. Because they are more than conquerors. And what about the Habakkuk? Habakkuk, and I won't read it as my concluding verse. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 7 say, though the fig tree does not burn, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the hens produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. In spite of all this, I will worship God. That is the church. Jesus is saying it will stand strong over whatever calamity, over whatever force, because it is that church that is not standing because of, but it is that church that is standing in spite of. Whether the crops are there or not, whether at the pen there are animals or not, whether there is produce or not, whether the business is standing or upside down, whether there is sickness or not, whether you have a headache or a toothache, but you will worship the Lord. May you overcome the gates of hell. Probably this morning when you are sitting there, you can see a hell somewhere. Probably you are right at the gate of hell itself. And you are saying, Mchungaji, you don't know. I am at the hell inside, not at the gate. May you overcome the hell that you are in, because there is God. May you confess Jesus Christ, that you may overcome that sickness, but you may overcome that lack. You may feel you are defeated and you are nothing. You are finished, you are down. May God give you the power to overcome. I will still worship God in my situation. That is what Jesus is saying, that this church will still worship God in whatever situation that comes. And the other time I told you, whether the Presbyterian Church found itself in the gutter press or in court or in whatever, we will still worship God because we belong to Him. Praise the Lord. Whether we are fighting or not fighting,
Whether we are arguing or what, we will still worship God. Can you confess to that issue that is pinning you down and tell that issue, I will worship God. I will go to church. I will confess Christ. You pain, whether you like it or not. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. Confess to that devil that you still worship God. Even if that devil continues to stand beside you, you still worship God. You Bwana. You Bwana. Amefufuka kifoni yubwana na kila urimi ukiri kwamba Yesu ndiye Bwana. He is Lord. Oh, he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue call. As you sing that song, you are in our presence and you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, yes, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I welcome here, you here in front, we pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, yes, Lord, I want to confess just like Peter confessed that you are the Savior, that you are the Christ. I want to confess now. You are in our midst, come here in front, we will pray with you. You want to say, yes, Lord, yes. You are here in our midst, and you are just like at the gates of hell. In fact, you feel like you are inside hell itself. Come, we pray with you. For he is saying his church will overcome the gates of hell. You are in our presence. Come forward, we pray. I don't want to go without praying with you. Just come before. Don't fear anybody. The person you are fearing will not help you. He is Lord. He is Lord. I praise his name. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Oh, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. You Bwana, oh, you Bwana, oh, amefufuka kifoni, you Bwana, na kila urimi ukiri kwamba Yesu ndiye Bwana. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray that you help us, O Lord, even to desire to grow in knowing you in everything. And we pray that, Lord, you make us strong, that even when we find ourselves at the gates of hell, Lord, we'll still confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. Help this church, this St. Andrews and Kiririsho, help the work we are doing, that even if we find ourselves at the gates of hell, we'll still worship you. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord.